Hello, my name is Andrew and welcome to the Project Dental Podcast, where we talk all things dental and help take your dream practice and make it a reality. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing and check us out on all social medias. Welcome back to the Project Dental Podcast. Wally, how you been?
What's up?
It's been a while.
Man, it's you've heard us talk about this before. It's always this way at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about the snowball going downhill starting about the time school starts back, and you know, doctors start talking with their accountants and financial advisors and realize, hey, I need to spend some money, and they want to invest in dental equipment rather than pay taxes and spend the money on themselves. And so, it gets faster and faster and crazier, and you know, things with the supply chain management slow down and making it a little bit more difficult to get stuff this year. It was just a crazy end of the year, and we've been very blessed with some great projects that we were trying to finish up for people. So, it's been a few more weeks than we like, and so we are knocking out another podcast, We got business to take care of, man, because it won't be too long, and it'll be time for the new year.
Yep.
So, what all kinds of things you been up to, dude? Except for looking at me all the time.
Yeah, just work.
So, we snuck away to get a little bit of hunt done.
It's been so warm, I've been playing a lot of golf.
Is that not crazy?
It was 75 on
Monday. I mean, here we are. Here we are in December, and it's been in the 70s. That's just
ridiculous.
Crazy. Yeah, it's kind of scary. I don't know what to expect for January and February.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if it'll stay cold through March or if it'll just never really get cold, you know?
We will see.
Yeah,
that is sure. I mean, you know, last year we had that major freeze down mm-hmm. here, but that was late February, early March, I guess, or something, and a snow that we haven't seen in forever.
That was
in
the best.
Memphis.
Got out of school for like a week and a half.
Well, I unfortunately didn't get out of work very much, but we still had to take care of some business. So, okay. So what are some things that we need to take care of? I know one is we need to announce our winner for November's drawing and giveaway, which we had said all through the month of November that was our hygiene month.
Yep.
And we had decided to give away a free hygiene handpiece.
Make sure you listen to that podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, the hygiene gap analysis. It's very, very informative.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a word.
Well, I appreciate that. It is. It's great information. And it's important for a hygienist to understand it and a doctor to understand that. And so, I would encourage you, if you haven't, listen to that one. And so you have a better understanding of hygiene gap analysis. And if you ever need any help with that, by all means, reach out to me. I would love to help you. You know, if you haven't identified what your hygiene gap is, you need to know it so that you can plan and manage your business around that, because it has a huge impact on your practice and your profitability.
Yeah.
So, but with that being said, Andrew, in typical fashion, went through and looked at everyone who liked, shared, or joined our
followed.
That's right. I was using the wrong term. Followed our Facebook page, our Instagram page, for dental office construction services, Mid-South Dental Equipment, and the Project Dental Podcast.
Yep.
As well as downloading and listening to the Project Dental Podcast and reviewing it. All of those things, including sharing any of those. Each one of those counts as a separate entry for you towards that month's giveaway. So we went through and Andrew put all those names in a hat from November, and now that we're in December, we're going to give away that hygiene handpiece. And the lucky person, and hopefully we'll be able to get in touch with them, because our first one we laugh about, they honestly didn't think we were actually giving stuff away if there was a catch. But Darren learned otherwise, and he got a free stool out of it. And then Kristen over at Doctors Avery and Meadows.
Got an ultrasonic cleaner.
They got an ultrasonic cleaner. Absolutely, they did. And our lucky winner, which is Tracy Piercy. Tracy Piercy is the winner of our hygiene handpiece.
And
she is at Dr. Ben Williams' office. So congratulations to Tracy. And we will
reach out on social media.
Yeah, we'll reach out to her and find out, see if we can't figure out how to get in touch with her.
Yeah.
And then we'll get that handpiece out to her. So congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah, be on the lookout on our social medias. We will be starting to tease December's giveaway.
Yes, because once we finish the month of December, we will do the same thing, put the names into a hat. So if you haven't listened to the podcasts for December or liked any of the videos or anything, go out and share all that information with everybody. Like it and please review the podcasts, the episodes.
Helps us make it better.
Absolutely. Greatly appreciate that. And but we'll put your name in a hat how many ever times you do that for the month of December. And in December, we are actually giving away a cordless curing light. So we're excited about that. That came from TPC Dental. And so the cordless curing light we'll be giving away during the month. We'll give it away in January for everyone who liked our stuff during the month of December. So that's our December giveaway is a cordless curing light.
So if you know anybody who needs one or you need one yourself.
That's right.
Be sure to... All you got to do is like a post, comment, share, follow. Ain't too much for a free curing light.
All of the above. And you know, we were laughing, but we went back and looked when we pulled Christian's name out of the ultrasonic winner. And statistically, she had liked and reviewed and shared so much, so many of our posts that her name was in there a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not surprising. So this is one of those opportunities that it really does pay
you
off.
Have a good chance. Yeah.
Yep. So especially as we're newer and we're building and following and
exactly.
stuff. And I have said on more than one occasion, giving away these free pieces of equipment is completely a shameless plug to get more people sharing and liking and reviewing our stuff. So
it's some good information, though. Yeah. You never know who it's going to help.
That's right. So, anyway, all right.
Today's topic.
Moving on. Yeah, so one of the things, and we touched on this briefly in another podcast, but what I want to talk about is a dental project manager. I think it was the episode where we talked about recipe for a dental office.
Yeah, so one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah, and we were talking about putting the team together talking about. And there are all some very critical components there, but we've had it come up in two or three instances recently where we were brought in after the fact for project management. And I'll set up the different scenarios, and that'll explain why. It's very important to get a dental-specific project manager and what a dental project manager does, because there's not very many of us out there. With that specific skill set, and why it's important to get them engaged and involved in your process very early on, with site selection and reviewing demographics for a particular area. I mean, they bring so many different things to the project, but they do design. And I know with us specifically doing dental project management, I help with everything from initial concepts. Is it even a good decision for you? And talking about the pros and cons, but also in the site selection, reviewing the demographics, and especially once we get into the design. Okay, and I want to make sure I point something out. Architects. Are a very integral part of the process,
mm-hmm.
right? As well as the engineers and also the general contractors. General contractors are a very important part of the project. But I've had situations just recently where I had a doctor who started work with an architect early on before anybody else and came up with a design. And then I had another situation where they had worked with a general contractor. In this case, they weren't even using an architect. And they started working with a general contractor, both of which had been involved in either designing or constructing a dental office at some point in their career.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big difference, right?
Yeah.
While architects play a very important part in the process, they are not specific to dental, right?
Yeah.
Just like a general contractor, that architect's learned through a process of the one or two or even 10 different dental offices they may have done, certain niche nuances to a dental office.
Yeah.
Just like a general contractor who has built a dental office or maybe even a few dental offices, both of them have learned how to do that a specific way. But having been in the dental industry almost 30 years now, I can tell you that there are as many ways to design and build a dental office as there are dentists.
Yeah.
And the key critical component is having someone with an intrinsic current knowledge of the equipment and technologies and how the doctor and the other clinicians in that practice use that equipment and technologies. And then we have to build from that and answer those questions and then begin to design the practice and the floor plan and the flow of the practice around that.
Yeah.
And the reason is because if not, what you wind up, and I have had this specifically happen on multiple occasions throughout my career, and a couple just recently, which is what brought it to mind, is we had an architect that had designed an office for a dentist, they had already made a decision on where they were going, had this architect design it, and there was never any discussion as to what type of equipment they wanted to use and how they liked to practice. So that doctor had already gotten bids on construction, and they had already gotten they had made a decision on a space and a decision on a design. And so what ended up happening is when we started talking about equipment, and they didn't even – I mean, because a lot of times doctors don't even know all of the options that are out there and available to them. They may have been practicing a particular way, yeah. And then they see something else, and they're like, man, I would really prefer to do this. Well, once you get too far along in the project, now a decision has to be made if you haven't already thought through the equipment component of it and how that impacts the design part and how that impacts the construction part, then you're going to have to decide, one, do I want to spend money to go back and redesign or modify construction that's already been completed in order to get what I truly want in the way of equipment and functionality? Or two, do I want to sacrifice getting what I want and how I want to practice because I need to accommodate what I've already done?
Yeah.
And those are both unfortunate circumstances. And I hate to see offices do that. The other thing is, you know, so that's a big part of getting a dental designer and project manager engaged very early on. I mean, they're going to know things to look at specific to that industry, and that's why having someone with that knowledge is important, especially in that design phase before you start building a building around it. You know, you really need to have that designer and be working with that designer and answer these questions. Let them show you all the questions to be asked and get answers to those questions before you start designing and definitely before you start building.
Yeah, once
right?
it's built, there's
right,
not much you can do.
Well, not
or it's expensive.
Or
it
gets expensive, yeah. Right. And you spend a lot of money that you don't have to spend.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing with having a dental project manager, and what is a dental project manager versus a general contractor, okay? A general contractor is important because they coordinate all your subcontractors, your plumbers, your electricians, your framers, your painters, you know, whatever it is that needs to be done, right? But once again, they are one, they know how to build the one or two ways that they've built before, which may have been a process of elimination on how they learned. The second thing is that they're coordinating a specific piece of the project, mm-hmm. right? The construction part of it. And a dental specific project manager is different than a general contractor who has a superintendent, who has a superintendent overseeing that project and may even have a project manager or a construction manager, mm-hmm. right? But that's different because the dental project manager is the one that is brought on at the very, very beginning and can assist you with the solicitation and selection of architects. They understand when you need to use an architect and when you don't have to use an architect, depending on, you know, remodels that I've been involved in and that kind of thing. They assist with the solicitation and the selection of general contractors.
Yeah.
They work with you in the development and the compilation of your construction bid package.
Yeah.
If you decide to go with bidding a project out instead of doing what's called a design build. And they can help you with either one of those. But if you go with a design build, you need to compile a construction bid package.
Yeah.
And that project manager will help you do that because you need multiple things in order to – the whole point of a bid package is to have you're comparing apples to apples, not apples to oranges. And we talk about a project as a whole because most time they're not writing a check out of their own checkbook for a project, especially a big new construction project. They're going to have financing, and that financing needs to understand the construction component – as well as the equipment component, and then also operating capital and supplies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That dental project manager can assist with all of those things. And in that construction bid package, you're going to need architectural and engineering designs and plans. You're also going to need dental-specific plans.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that a little bit in more depth in another podcast. But that's going to be a very important part that they can assist putting all of those items together. From your financing package, they can then help you put together not only getting your construction documents and making sure you're comparing apples to apples with your construction documents, which include your dental specifications. And, you know, a lot of times low voltage winds up being an afterthought.
Yeah.
And that goes back to technology. And, you know, you have an architect or an engineer or somebody or even an IT guy who may not be dental specific and they don't help you think through all this. But now you've got more and more, you know, technology built into stuff that 5 years ago you didn't have with vacuums and compressors in your mechanical room or your dental chairs that are all connecting now and communicating back electronically to the manufacturer. Oops.
Just punched the table.
The bong. So anyway, I mean, that's all really important stuff that they're going to need that a dental-specific project manager has experience with. And then it's a matter of them tying together all of those loose ends, right? Helping put together a timeline with the general contractor on what to expect.
Yeah.
And then coordinating in some cases with multiple vendors, depending on you know, where you're going to get your equipment from. I mean, that's another service that we have that I would, you know, encourage everybody to go out is called equipment sourcing.
Yeah.
I think we've done a podcast on mm-hmm. that. If not, we definitely need to, but equipment sourcing is a vital component, but especially if you're, you know, you got stuff coming in from multiple areas, And that dental project manager is the one that ties all of these pieces together. Like I said, going back to the solicitation and selection of an architect, if needed, the solicitation and the selection of a general contractor, IT, mm-hmm. you know, who's going to do your IT for you, and coordinating then integrating them into this project and the timeline and the costs involved. Integrate, you know, your equipment mm-hmm. and coordination of all of those at the end, especially working with the vendors at the end and the manufacturers to get training for your staff. So that's where project management is much bigger, much different, and very specific to the dental industry. But it's important to understand why and how I see not having one winds up costing an office many times much more than it really should.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's helpful. And anytime anybody wants to discuss it, that good information on that can be found because that's what I do specifically.
Yeah.
And what I'm really passionate about. But if you'll go to dentalofficeconstructionservices.com. And check that out. It talks about the four, you know, services that, mm-hmm. that we provide under that umbrella. One of those is, I mean, we will do just dental office design work if that's all you want. We will do full-blown dental project management, dental-specific project management on construction-type items and new offices. We also do equipment sourcing under that umbrella yep. as well, and so we're and then we can, you know, we can also assist you with your architectural and engineering you know documents if your project requires those and
yeah.
and quite frequently they do. So so go, please go check that out at dentalofficeconstructionservices.com and reach out to me. I'd be happy to discuss any of that in more detail with you.
Yep.
So what else do we need to talk about right quick? That's that was just I mean, you know, one of those things that was hot on my mind just because we had I had mm-hmm. a couple of situations recently with offices. And then on the flip side, I've got a couple of projects that on the brought me in at the very, very beginning to do all of that. And it's interesting to be able to compare and contrast somebody who didn't realize it on the front end and is now having to pay for it on the back end
mm-hmm.
versus someone who, for whatever reason, did understand that. And one of them was referred to me by another doctor that I had worked with previously and saw this doctor starting to go down that road and said, no,
yeah.
You need to pick the phone up, call this guy, me. And so that's how it works a lot of times. So anyway, yeah. All right, man.
Well, if you have any questions referring to something covered on the podcast or something you want to see covered on the podcast, shoot an email to info@theprojectdental.com. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I'm usually checking it every day. Be on the lookout on socials. We'll do a little promotion about December's giveaway. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, like we always say. And again, thank y'all for listening.
And I guess we'll go try and track down Miss Tracy Piercy now.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Project Dental Podcast. If you like what you heard, please consider subscribing and check us out on all major social media platforms.